Greetings. Welcome to Rooted Honey Conjure Casting, home of a hoodoo mama. So, this is what came through tonight after surrendering to the darkness of silence. Inquiring about what time is it, where are we, what is our location, what is the frequency, the last couple of days have been a crossing through toward the center point of the winter solstice and the spring equinox. So it's like, you know, we got like two slices of pie. You know, we just moved through a good portion of our seasonal journey. And now we're celebrating, preparing forward toward a celestial event of rebirth, of rain and rabbits. The hare is often utilized symbolically for spring, but on a deeper, more real, and at the rooted ancestral level, the hoodoo level, it's about springing forth, a celebration of fertility, survival through darkness, you know, having that trick, jumping through portals, having a good hand and a foot, ancestral wisdom is parable. So we must allow ourselves a sense of humor, of connecting with parable, with language that is simple and enigmatic at the same time. I also have been ruminating on what's come through is an awareness of the sun, you know, on this journey as well, this Parangnut, and my own sun, for as we know, we are a people of the sun. As we're spiraling through and aligning planetarily, cosmically, astrally, ancestrally with where the hell we at. You know, that's why we'd be like, what's up? You know what time it is. Our language and our culture always are in alignment. Whether we are aware of it or not, our mannerisms cannot define or go against natural law. It cannot go against natural law. So, seasonally at this midpoint, you know, also Carnival, you got Mardi Gras, you know, all these celebrations. And it all is connected through cosmology, through culture, and through our location, where we are. Our position or pie point, because the Parangnut, that circle with its cross or axis, if you will, it's pie pointing. It's just that simple. our point of reference in terms of our location on the earth to and toward the sun, along with the other celestial bodies, shrines, houses, is what gives us our culture. It's what gives us the environment from which we create and continue to create in alignment with seasonal cycle. You know, every true, whether you would call it a mystical person, magician, hoodoo mama, juju mama, is a farmer. And what we're farming is the energetic, electromagnetic response and field of the energy around us as we are navigating on the earth and navigating in the two hemispheres of life and death and where they intertwine and as they spiral and axis and plane. So in honor of what has come through the darkness and my meditation and my reception of where I am, my energy and awareness was also brought to the sun and to the divine masculine for, you know, the winter solstice, marking that point of which things are only going to get brighter. The energy of the divine masculine, the energy of the divine feminine, unified. The energy is moving towards a brightness as we have navigated the depth of the root. It's seeding into darkness. This time of year, from also where I am called February, is a time of a midway point. Preparations around what we choose and desire to birth and what the earth births from this traversing of light and dark is all about newness. It's all about return. How do we account my accounting tonight? Is a ledger to the divine masculine. Yes, as reflected, half or hold half, but also as mother, hoodoo mama, from mother to son. And all the ways you can play with that in your mind in regards to etymology and semantics. So to the men, to my sons, you're meant to be a shield. You are a shield. You move forward in harmony only when the force field energy you carry is anchored in honoring and protecting the wellspring of which you have come. a man of noble birth, crowned from the womb of my mother's mothers, of blood and body through cosmic permanence, beholden in gold, prismatic, black light, force, energy, creational power. Violet One, you are our shield, exerted through all creation, electricity dignified. Honor always the wellspring from which you come. Honor always the wellspring from which you come. Honor always the wellspring from which you come. It is the only way forward. It is the only intelligence. On the previous podcast, Conjure Casting, I was guided to speak on Bhanav Dujet and Pat Mehit and their union. And through our awareness of these cosmic forces, how we are able to navigate and create and manifest whatever it is we desire that's in alignment, you know, an aspect of creational force, ritual formula. Because what I'm sharing is not just about understanding intellectually, it's about experiential experience, knowledge, and wisdom. And how to apply one's understanding of these cosmic forces ritually to traverse your plane of reality where you are. And even that is too intellectual, because it's instinct. It's instinctual. Our culture is instinctual. Our ancestresses understood this, which is why it's everyday life. Although, at the same time, yes, it is miraculous and beautiful and powerful. And, you know, the catchphrase, magical, but it is everyday life, because we are part of a creational system. We can never be void of it, ever. So when we know what time it is, when we allow ourselves to ritually align with seasonal cycles that are ancestrally rooted, that progenitor forward and forth, our cosmic makeup and of blood and body, we thrive. This is what it means by love never loses its way home, with the Dinkra Onere Finiquan, or something of that. I'm still working on my pronunciation and my remembrance of the spelling. But love never loses its way home, because we are always in alignment with our internal directive, our internal GPS, is set to harmony. Law is direction. And I'm speaking about harmonic law. I'm speaking about cosmic law. I'm speaking about universal law. Not anything other than that. It is a directive. There's no way that you can go against it. That's how penetrative and receptive it is. So as we're on this midway point, what are we harvesting? What are we calling forth? What are we celebrating? The time is an indication of celebration, always, because we're celestial. So maybe a better question is, how do we celebrate where we are and honor to where we have come and where we're going? With that also, I spoke about briefly the hare or the rabbit and that importance for us to acknowledge totemically the moon and the rabbit have just as much a relationship and reality but also lore as it does with the sun and spring. Rabbits are able to birth, I believe, a litter every 28 days. Their internal biochemical clock is closely connected to the moon as well, and it reveals itself in its anatomical reality. So as we're navigating a space between a time or seasonal time of darkness, moving forward toward a time of light, connecting with the hare has a great power in us realigning with the force of creation that is in balance with this particular time of the season. So how do you do that? One, through placing one's awareness on the energy of the hare. Connecting with the seasonal cycle of the Paranth Newt. Grounding oneself in an awareness of one's own decisions for where one is at this particular moment. That includes honoring the ancestors. That includes honoring your Okra, Okrawa, Orianu, specific deity that is you are in a relationship or contractual energetic relationship with at this time. Preparing to shed, accepting the shedding of what is no longer adding to the permanence of the direction you're moving in. What are the relativities? What is the reality of the realty of where you be? So, balance, tribute to the balance of my being as a manifestation of divine feminine creatrix, creational power, to the masculine, divine masculine, to my son, to the Asrani, the moon, this has been the Rooted Honey Conjure Casting. And we are out.